decline in cattle futures slowed on Friday, demand for turnout cattle continued to buoy calf prices last week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 29th of April. When all was said and done last week, negotiated cash fed cattle prices were steady in the Southern Plains at $126 a hundredweight, but $2 to $3 less in the North at $125 to $127 in Nebraska and at $128 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was $2 to $3 lower at mostly $205 in Nebraska and at mostly $205 to $206 in the Western Corn Belt. Cattle futures edged mostly lower Friday, but apparent short covering and positioning helped staunch the downward momentum of the previous two sessions. Except for 50 cents higher in spot April, live cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents lower Friday. Compared to the previous Thursday, though, they are an average of $5.79 lower. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says, "It's been difficult to fully understand the fed cattle market the last couple of weeks, given the steady increase in live cattle futures from November to the middle of March before the recent gyrations. Maybe the cattle on feed report was a factor," Griffith says, "or maybe it's a broader market signal related to demand. Either way," he says, "market uncertainty is evident." Choice box beef cutout value was 66 cents lower week to week on Friday afternoon at $232.99 a hundredweight. Select was $1.08 lower at $219.41. Although prices remain resilient, AMS analysts note they faced some resistance last week amid abundant supplies. So far, weather-depressed carcass weights are providing support in the face of growing numbers. For instance, the average dressed steer weight in March was 11 pounds less year over year at 867 pounds, according to USDA's monthly livestock slaughter report. For January to March, those weights were 8 pounds less at 878 pounds. Similarly, average dressed heifer weight was 13 pounds less year over year at 807 pounds in March. It was 11 pounds less for January to March at 817 pounds. Cattle numbers will continue to increase, though, as carcass weights catch up to normal. For perspective, AMS analysts note that cattle slaughter through the middle of April of approximately 9.1 million head was 1% more than last year and 0.6% more than the three-year average. For the same period of time, steer slaughter is 3.5% less year over year and 3.6% less than the three-year average, while heifer slaughter is 7.7% more than last year and 5.7% more than the three-year average. Moreover, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says the inventory of market-ready cattle suggested by the calculated number of cattle on feed for more than 120 days is nothing short of enormous. He emphasizes orderly and aggressive marketings through the remainder of April, May, and June are essential. At the same time, Kuntz says he's optimistic that there can be some positive price correction in live and feeder cattle markets, but he cautions the lingering, stronger-than-expected cattle market story may have run its course. Although bearishness returned to cattle markets last week with the hard fall in cattle futures, steers and heifers sold from $3 lower to $4 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. AMS analysts point out prices at many markets were higher up to the middle of the week, while sales later in the week followed futures lower. They add that demand continued for summer turnout cattle as many auctions begin transitioning to summer schedules. Except for 40 cents higher in spot May and an average of 7 cents higher in the back two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents lower on Friday. They were an average of $7.15 lower than the previous Thursday. According to Griffith, there are market fundamentals that could support the summer and fall contract months moving north of $160, but he emphasizes producers should be considering their marketing alternatives and the cost of achieving their marketing objective. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Friday, supported by estimated GDP growth in the first quarter, which was more than expected. Specifically, GDP increased 3.2% in the first quarter of the year, according to the advance estimate released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. In the fourth quarter of last year, GDP increased 2.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 81 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 13 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 27 points. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 29th of April. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.